Bob Mitchell back with us along with Jason Quitt as we talk about Jason's incredible time traveling experience, and they documented all of this in a book called Forbidden Knowledge. Let's find out who these beings were that visited Jason. Were they angels, ETs? Who were they? People from the future? Maybe the past? Who knows? Let's find out in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with, of course, your calls. And welcome back, Bob Mitchell with us, Jason Quitt. Jason, Bob's with us as well, and I'm going to get you both on as we talk about this incredible story. But at this point, who were those beings that visited you in that state that you were in? Have you ascertained that?
It took many years to figure it out. And what I've come to the conclusion is that they're actually part of my extended family.
Your real family?
No. Well, I'll call them the celestial family or dimensional family.
All right, but they're not angels. Can we rule that out?
They're not angels.
ETs, maybe?
Oh, yeah, there are some ETs.
All right.
But when I call them family, I mean what I learned is I've actually lived many past lives as an alien being on a different planet or dimension, and we have strong connection with those families, and they come to visit us in this life we're open to it.
Bob, I'm going to bring you in here, and what I'd like you to do for a couple minutes here before we go to calls is sort of as a field investigator, kind of like chat with Jason for us, if you would, almost as if you're interviewing him as a MUFON investigator. You heard a little bit about what we talked about with him last hour, but go ahead. I'm very curious to see how an investigator would handle something like this.
Okay. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Bob.
Can you hear me? Okay. I'd be curious to know that when you're having these experiences, these out-of-body experiences, do you hear and feel things? Is it silent? Are you having communications, or do you hear other people having communications, particularly when that prison camp happened? Could you sense what was going on there?
Oh, yeah. I was totally immersed in the environment. I could hear the sounds. I could feel the wind. I could hear the voices of the children, the soldiers. And not only that, I could also feel the emotion and what people were thinking. So it was almost like experiencing things on multiple levels.
And how do you know that you're not just having this incredible dream, that it's a real experience?
The only way I could describe it is when you're in this state, everything is heightened, everything is different, and it actually feels more real than being in a third-dimensional physical body. You actually have more abilities, more, emotions, where you can actually feel things very differently, and you can actually move through different states of consciousness while you're in this. And most of the time, there is a telepathic communication going on. So if I have a question in my mind of what's happening, there will be a voice that actually explains the situation or where I am or what's happening.
Is there anything that you've experienced that you can validate in this life that proves to you that what you experienced, you really did experience?
You know, when I first started this journey, it was right at the beginning of YouTube. It was right at the beginning of the internet. And a lot of these things, I had no idea what they were showing me and what they were telling me. And even when, I remember one experience, they took me and they dropped me off for a while in what I would later find out is a FEMA camp. And at that time in my life, I had no idea what a FEMA camp was or what it looked like. All I knew is I was in this place, and then later I realized, wait a second, this was a FEMA camp I was in.
So a lot of things
get revealed over time that verify these things.
So what was this FEMA camp all about?
Well, I was like dropped off. I was just an observer, and as an observer, I can kind of just float around and experience the thought forms and emotions and what's happening in the environment. And in this time travel experience, what I found very strange was that the families that were in these camps, and these camps were filled with families, they were all extremely grateful to be there. They were all very, very happy that they were there. So I couldn't understand why that was. But I also felt that there was a lot of tension between them and, I guess it was some type of military or policing force that was guarding this camp. And there was no communication between these guards and the families. So there was a lot of talking under the breath, and there was a lot of mistrust happening at this base. But when I tuned into these guards, they were also very scared, and they didn't know what was going on. So, and this was back, I believe, in 2003 when I was taken there.
A lot of people claim to time travel. Do you sense that there are more people like you living on this planet at this time period than we really believe there are? Or are you unique in this whole scenario?
Actually, I've been shown in my journeys that there are thousands of people like me. And they are higher dimensional beings that have been incarnated on this planet. And they actually showed me a map of this planet, and they showed these beings as lights on the planet. And some of these beings were very bright, and some of them were very dim. But these were the beings that have come to the planet at this time with specific tasks and duties.
Have you ever met any of these other beings?
I have, actually. I've met them in the astral state, and I've actually bumped into a couple of them physically.
In this world we live in now?
Oh, yeah.
So what is that like? Like, how does that come about? Did you just start having a conversation with them?
Yeah,
you
start having a conversation. Usually starts, the conversation of consciousness and healing, and then it gets into weird topics, and you realize, wow, we actually share similar experiences.
I'm going to jump in now, Bob, and Jason, of course, with truly a remarkable moment for Jason, of course. And I assume, Jason, this is still ongoing?
It is ongoing.
Are you glad it's happening to you?
I'll tell you, I really didn't want these abilities. But now it's just part of my life. For me, it's totally normal.
Bobby, seems like he's on a mission to get the word out on what's happening.
Yeah, and George, you got to get Jason to talk to you about what happened to him last summer just before he had his appearance at the Alien Cosmic Expo, because it's a truly frightening thought that something like this could ever happen.
All right, Jason, what happened? Before we get to calls here, what happened to you?
Okay, I'll try to move through it very fast. And I really don't like talking about these things because, nobody should go through what I've been through, truthfully. And basically, I gave a speech, and I learned very quickly that it's good to be the second person to say something new, not the first person to say something. So I think I revealed too much information that has not been publicly made yet. And as I was doing this, I started to get very, very sick. And what happened was, is I started to get, it almost looked like a hive on my arm. And like, it spread to all over my body, and my whole body blew up. I looked like a boxer that just got beat up continuously. And I couldn't eat, I lost my vision, and I just laid in bed for about a month. And each day was worse than the next.
Oh, did you think you were dying, Jason?
There was no question that I wasn't dying. I went to every doctor I could. I got every test done to me. And they were scratching their heads. They said I was a medical anomaly because my test results show that I'm healthier than a normal person. Yet my skin was literally falling off my body.
Oh my God.
It was extremely painful.
Ugh.
Yeah. And I was in the States, you know, I was calling all my friends who are psychic healers and shamans, and they were trying to help me. And during this time, past life came back, and I realized I was having a reliving from the time back in Egypt, mm-hmm. because I'm very closely connected to Akhenaten. And I started to see this lifetime where Akhenaten was, there was sorcery done on him, and he was energetically poisoned. And he was placed in a sarcophagus, and they put in a bunch of scarab beetles, and that's how he died. So that what an awful way to die. And when I realized his death and what was happening to him in that lifetime, I looked in the mirror, and I swear I was being eaten alive by invisible bugs. That's exactly what it looked like.
What a horrible feeling that is.
Exactly. Anyways, I called my a good friend of mine, Peter Bernard, who's an Algonquin shaman. He's a master shaman, and he did a healing on me that night, and the next day I was feeling better, and in a week my skin scab fell off and I was like a brand new person.
You were like molting.
Yeah, like I just shedded my skin. It was very strange.
And you had butterfly wings or something, huh?
That's right.
All right, let's take some calls here for both of you. Yeah. We'll start with Aaron in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing.
Okay, so my question for Jason is, for these out-of-body experiences, I was over at a local bookstore, and they had mentioned what you can do is actually go and summon your spirit guide and ask him random questions. But I'm going to add a little twist to this one. For some reason, I've had difficulty getting a spirit guide, so I looked into the pagan gods, and I was wondering, have you ever considered having an out-of-body experience and then summoning a pagan god, for example, maybe Hypnos, the god of sleep?
Truthfully, I've never actually summoned anyone. What I've found out is that you don't even have to leave your body, which is amazing, and this is something everybody can do. Have you ever experienced lucid dreaming?
Many of us have.
Okay. When you are lucid, and let's say there's a person in that lucid dream, turn to them like they're your unconscious or subconscious mind and ask them, I would like to ask you a question. And just ask them any question you want, and they will actually answer it for you, because it's almost like your higher consciousness will speak through that experience.
Well, that's good points here to be able to do that. Can anything happen to somebody if they're in that state, though, Jace?
Yes, it is not a friendly world.
No.
The fourth dimension is, remember, the fourth dimension or astral world, everything is amplified. So if you have negative thought forms, if you carry heavy emotions, if you have past traumas and wounds, those are like beacons of energy that call on beings that resonate with those energies. So if you're going into that world with a lot of fear, the beings you're going to encounter are not very nice.
Let's go to,
really have to change your mindset.
Let's go to Massachusetts now. James with us. Hey, James, go ahead.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm just trying to fix my phone over here. It was on the speaker. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to talk to all of you guys. This is my first time calling, so I'm slightly nervous, even though I'm doing the best I can over here.
You're doing great.
The question to you guys, and first I'd like to say to Jason and Bob that myself, in my opinion, I also have an awakening and an experience. Nothing as dramatic as all of you have been saying, but something that kind of turned my world upside down, and now I'm just starting to realize day by day of how to see things. But not to go completely out of the point, My question to you is what about the technology we have today coming up, especially going through like virtual reality? Is that a possibility that comparable when we look at space, and space is so far away, and we're thinking that aliens or some kind of entity could be coming from there, and it's very possible that is true, but could we be opening a doorway of us not knowing and going into an undiscovered country through virtual reality? And from a lot of people who are supporting this are really looking at this as not just visual and sound, but also emotions and so on and so forth from different very powerful people, at least for what I've read so far. I'd like to actually ask, what do you think of these technologies that are coming? This is not something that we're guessing. They are happening. And what is the next step? And have you seen anything in the future yourself on these kind of technologies? Sorry about that.
Thank All right, Jason, we'll let you take that for the time remaining. Go ahead.
Okay, great question. And absolutely. Being human, we have a very powerful creative ability. And using our minds and emotions, we can actually create the reality around us. So by entering ourselves in some type of virtual reality, we will actually manifest that on a higher consciousness level. So it is almost like a consciousness trap where you can create a false reality and you can almost hold somebody's conscious in there like a net. So I don't think that's a very good idea.
Bob, let me bring you in here for a second. What happens next with someone like Jason and his abilities? I mean, can you get more information out of him for the future? What do we do?
Oh, I think it's unlimited. We've talked about that there's a potential for our first book, Forbidden Knowledge, to be one of a series. He's continually getting new experiences, new downloads, and new ways of looking at our humanity. So I think, you know, we're going to proceed in that direction. Him and I are both going to be giving a talk together at this summer's Alien Cosmic Expo, and we're also doing individual talks and other things. But I said before, more and more people are coming up to me talking about our source and our consciousness, and Jason has tapped into that, and I just see much, much more happening, provided Buck Fletcher is wrong.
Well, Bob, can things be altered if Jason comes back and says, this is what I see in the future? Is it things that will be or can be, Bob?
I think Jason told me that the future is not carved in stone. And as I said, we live multiple lives all at the same time. So perhaps one future is the Nibiru coming, and perhaps in another timeline, It doesn't come.
Or events can be altered. Let's talk more about that and take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us. She's back with some great stories of high strangeness. Okay, welcome back to Coast, our final segment. We are with Bob Mitchell, of course, the investigator, and Jason Quitt, the time traveler. Their book is called Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multidimensional Time Traveler. And Jason, we were talking about events that might be or could be, and you believe the future then can be altered in some respect. Is that true?
From my understanding, there are many timelines interweaving right now, and it's the collective consciousness of humanity that is taking the steps to choose which timeline they would want to experience.
Well, now that's kind of that's exciting, though, that we might have that ability in some cases.
We absolutely have that ability.
Now, Earth calamities, Bob, as we've been talking about, they might not be as easy to fix.
Well, you wouldn't think so. Although, and Jason can explain this far better than I can, but it all has to do with changing the vibration of mankind to change the path that we're on. And the only way to do that is to get rid of our bad karma and have the entire world think, I guess, good thoughts. But Jason can explain that a lot better than I can.
Go ahead, Jason.
our thoughts and our emotions actually influence the environment we live in. So, and it's not just thinking good thoughts. We carry those frequencies within us, and it's about healing those energies, letting them go, and transforming them. And as we do that, we not only shift ourselves, but we start to shift the people around us, and then we start to shift the environment around us.
Jason, have you found a common denominator of these trips and travels and messages that you're beginning to get? Is there anything that seems to pop up a lot?
The only message that I've been getting for, I think, the whole time I've been doing this is you have to heal yourself. And they say, before you can do what you can do, before you can make changes in others, you have to first take the responsibility of healing yourself. So that has been the consistent message, is we need to heal at an individual basis first.
The next time you're with them, can you request where you want to go time-wise?
I can try.
I would be very interested to see what happens in the years up there, 3,000, 4,000. Let me ask you something. If in the year 3,000 there is no more planet the way we know it, something has happened, would you see that when you're there in that time period?
Probably, but I have not been there. The furthest I think I've gone is around 2,700.
And what's technology look like around then? What are we doing?
It's unbelievably incredible. Everything is
500 years from now. That's amazing.
I would say, this actually took place after a historical war for the Earth by two different alien races. But after this war, it was decided that there was no government to be placed in this timeline, and instead the entire world was placed under an AI consciousness. And this consciousness was installed into every human, and it was in every technology, every building. So you were basically interfaced with not only every person around you in the world, but you were interfaced with your technology, and even the buildings that you walked into, you could communicate telepathically.
Okay, let's go to some more calls. We'll go to Bud in Ventura out there in California. Hi, Bud. Go ahead.
Hold on there.
Hey, there you go.
I'm here.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that when your guest was talking about his childhood things, as a little kid, 2-3 years old, I had nightmares of running through this bad, really bad place, like a war zone or something, and eventually falling off a cliff and falling towards this light, and I ended up in my parents' arms. And so I can kind of understand where he was coming from as far as going through hell and then, you know, being a place that he thought was a really good place. And ever since that time, I've always believed that we, as human beings, spend more time as sentient beings, or whatever you want to call it, than we do in our physical bodies. When we're alive as we are now. I'm 63 years old, so I'm talking about back in the 50s when in my house there was no radio, there was no TV, there was no anything like that.
Well, there's no question that our ability in time to perfect ourselves. And Jason, have you found in your particular case, are you a better person now because of this?
I'm a completely different person now. My life flipped 180, and I see the world completely differently. I observe people differently. I listen very carefully, but I don't just listen. I can feel what people are thinking or their emotions while they're speaking or in situations. So my whole reality has been shifted from this journey.
But I didn't hear you say you're a better person.
Oh, I'm definitely... Am I a better person? I think I've always been a good person.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to John in Delaware now. Hello, John. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just have a question for Jason. This has been, it's been a bunch of years now since I've experienced what I believe was sleep paralysis. But I was just curious, you know, I felt like every time that maybe I was able to escape the sleep paralysis after however long it lasted, I almost felt like when I woke up, if you will, like my body was just like drained of energy. Is that how you felt before you really like knew what was going on?
Yes. And the reason you're drained with energy is that it takes a tremendous amount of energy to make that jump in, I would say, vibration to that astral realm. And it's almost like you have a lot of wounds and a lot of energies that you're carrying that is actually siphoning your energy somewhere else. So what I learned how to do is a practice called Qigong, and that built up my energy where I was able to take more control of those environments.
That does work too, Jason. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible tool. So, Bob, what's next for both of you?
For both of us?
Yes, sir.
Well, as I said earlier, we're going to be appearing together at the Alien Cosmic Expo at June 24th to 26th in Brantford, Ontario. And we're appearing individually there, too. We're going to be appearing at the Toronto Health Show July 8th, 9th, and 10th, where Jason has his booth there called the Crystal Sun Booth. And the book will be for sale there. And we're just going to continue to spread the message for this book. It's becoming very popular. A lot of people want to find out what Jason has to say. And we've really only touched the surface here tonight in this show. As Jason said, we could talk for 4 hours and probably still only touch the surface. It's an incredible story, and you know, we're posting it on our websites, and we're trying to, I think I'm the messenger too, that I'm trying to get the message out, that Jason's trying to show people that there's a way to save this planet, and all's not lost yet, but we have some work to do.
So can you tell us who the president's going to be, Jason?
No, I don't know that, but I think if Trump gets in, it will be a very entertaining 4 years.
Let's go to Robert in Baltimore. Go ahead, Robert. Take it away.
So it's a very fundamental question that needs to be asked, and that is when Jason went back in time to the past, he was able to sense not only the physical world, but the emotional and mm-hmm. the psychological feelings and thoughts, the telepathic, but it sounds as though he was not able to influence it in any way. And that gets to the very fundamental question of the paradox of time travel. Because if he cannot affect it, then we don't have a paradox anymore. If he can affect it, then we have a problem. So that's the question to Jason.
And I have a really good answer. There are many levels to this type of vertical time travel. And most of the time, you're an unseen observer. So you can just take in the environment. Therefore, you cannot affect or alter anything. The next level is your consciousness could actually merge with a being in that timeline where you can actually see through their eyes, hear what they're thinking, but you can't affect anything. You're just an observer again, but you have more ability to sense that world. And then the next level to that is a complete takeover. And I've actually experienced this a couple times where your consciousness actually takes over someone else's body in that timeline. And it's like I will be Jason in a different body. And when that first happened to me, I was very excited, and I ran around trying to talk to people, and they just whipped me out of the body.
Jason, if you had the ability to go back and witness Christ, we talked about it, speaking to his apostles or doing what he did, would you try to save him from the cross?
Oh, with the knowledge that we know today?
Yeah, knowing what you know, or would you let it happen?
I think you have to allow history to take place.
See, I think he would tell you to leave him alone.
I would agree with that. But another point that I have to say is that there are beings that are in the future that have mastered time travel, and when they go back into the past to, let's say, feed a new civilization, it actually creates an alternative timeline.
Right.
So in their future is still exactly the same. They haven't changed anything, but they've created this parallel world or parallel timeline.
Let's go out to Kansas City. Joe's with us. Hey, Joe, what side are you on, Kansas or Missouri?
On the Kansas side, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Joe.
Well, earlier your guest was talking about the past lives experience and the reincarnation. When he reaches out, are you sure that you're not just reaching out into the ether, into what you were talking about earlier with the collective consciousness, and not maybe touching the more dominant of the consciousnesses that might be out there, to maybe like you were talking about with the possessions of, maybe the Julius Caesars or whatever were coming to you, versus like you were talking about being able to be into somebody else's body, such as that?
I will give that to you, Jason, but give us, Joe, real quickly a specific question, if you could.
Well, so you're talking about the reincarnation. So and within the ether, that you have the collective consciousness of all these other things. So basically, think of it as another dimension, heaven or hell or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that those weren't just the stronger ones that were coming to you to show you their lives? And is that maybe why you think that there is reincarnation and not just a collective consciousness?
There's a couple things to this answer. One is through your DNA, you can actually connect to ancestry. And a lot of people think that's past life, which in a sense it actually is. Another thing is that I've experienced past lives where at the end of that past life, I die, and the next thing I know, I'm crying as a baby, and I have that complete memory from one life to the next. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Jason and Bob, we are out of time. We're going to time travel our way out of here in a moment. Good luck with what you do, both of you. The book is called Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multidimensional Time Traveler. Our two special guests tonight have been Bob Mitchell and Jason Quitt. Jason, of course, being the time traveler. And when you go to bed tonight, maybe you too will be a time traveler. Don't forget, on our next Coast to Coast program, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with incredible stories of high strangeness. She's done it again. Another great month of programs for you on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Ladasore, Stephanie Smith, Chris Morrison, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.